Welcome to the OU's Nachyomi. I am Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be learning Mizmor Kuf Chav Ches, Psalm 128. Shir HaMalos, another in the series of Song of Ascents, or Songs of Ascent if you prefer. Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem. Happy is every person that is in appropriate awe of God. Really, the word yira means fear, as in God-fearing, but it doesn't mean that we should be scared of God. Like, for example, there's a mitzvah to fear one's parents, but it doesn't mean that we should be in terror of them. It means that we should show them proper deference. So, happy or fortunate is a God-fearing person. That is one who knows how awesome God is, awesome in its most literal sense. The Radak says, Shevach Darche Hayareis Dvar Hashem, that this psalm is the praise of a person who fears the word of it's in praise of the ways of a person who fears the word of God. Sheyase ze kol mi sheyihyeh begalus v'yizkil eros b'tuv Yerushalayim, that everyone who's in exile should behave in this fashion so that they will merit to once again see the goodness of Jerusalem. And the only thing that concerns a God-fearing person is the possibility that they might violate the will of God. Okay, so kol yirei Hashem, every God-fearing person, the psalm continues, haholech bidrachav, who walks in God's ways. The Radak clarifies for us, kol yirei Hashem, every God-fearing person, shenizhar b'mitzvah lo saseh, he's careful to avoid negative commandments, prohibitions, the ones that start, thou shalt not. Whereas haholech bidrachav, that the person who walks in God's ways, his yir b'mitzvah say, he's conscientious to keep the positive commandments, the obligations, the ones that begin thou shalt. So we have the yirei Hashem is someone who avoids that which is prohibited, and the holech bidrachav is the one who pursues that which one should do. Now Rashi asks why this verse says, Ashrei kol yirei Hashem, happy is every God-fearing person. And he answers that it's meant to specifically include women, not only men. Pasuk Beis, Yagia kapecha kisochel, when you eat the fruits of your labors, or literally the work of your hands, Ashrecha v'tovlach, you will be happy and all will be good for you. Now here Rashi quotes a Gemara in Brachos. A person who gets to enjoy the fruits of his labors inherits two worlds, namely this world and the next. The Das Mikra specifies Yagie Kapecha. This is talking about a person who eats the fruits of his own labors, so he doesn't have to go out and steal from others. This pasuk is actually the basis of Ben Zoma's famous statement in the fourth parak of Avos, Ezehu Ashir, who is considered wealthy, Hasameach Bechelko, a person who is happy with that which he has. Each of the things in Ben Zoma's famous Mishnah, Ezehu Gibur, Ezehu Chacham, who is strong, who is considered wise, each of these items cites a biblical source for his statement. So the source of who is truly wealthy, the one who has satisfaction with his lot in life, that's our verse here. Yagia kapecha ki sochel ashrecha betovlach. When you eat the work of your hands, you'll be happy and all will be good for you. So this bracha to the God-fearing person continues. Eshtecha kegefen paria v'yarkse besecha. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in the innermost parts of your house. This means that the God-fearing people will have many children. What are yarkse besecha, the innermost parts of your house? Rashi explains lafisha derech tashmish lihi yospitzina, that this is because marital relations are held in private, whereas the Radak sees it as more of a general praise of behaving modestly even in one's own home. So let us continue. Banecha kishetile zesim saviv l'shochanecha. Your children will be like olive shoots all around your table. Olives are a pure and praiseworthy species, and the Radak says, Kach yihiyu behodam hatovim b'masehem hatovos. This is how your children will be with both physical beauty and also the beauty of their deeds. Saviv l'shulchanecha, all around your table, the Radak says you'll know where they are. They'll be at home with you, not out getting into trouble. A sentiment that I'm sure we can all appreciate in this day and age. Pasuk Dalet. Hine, kichein yivorach gaver yirei Hashem. All this blessing is what will happen to a person who is in proper awe of God. Pasuk Hei, yivorecha Hashem etzion. God will bless you from Zion, from Jerusalem, the temple. Rashi says, Shehu Shah HaShemayim, it's the gateway to heaven. So our prayers go through there, and I guess the blessing comes back to us the same way. Ure'e Betuv Yushalayim Kol Yemei Chayecha, and you will see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Finally, the last verse, Pasuk Vav, Ure'e Vanim Levanecha Shalom Ayisrael, and you will see your children's children, peace on Israel. So the psalm closes with the blessing for the nation as a whole, that when people are in appropriate awe of God and they act accordingly, they will enjoy all these benefits and there will be peace on the entire nation. The Radak says, "Vezehu b'kibbutz galios im yavo hagoel." This refers to the ingathering of exiles when the Mashiach comes. V'im lav yachayecha habore az im hamesim hatzadikim. And let's say that you don't live to see Mashiach come, then this person will be revived with the righteous dead. Sheyichyu v'tera shalom ayisrael. They will be revived to see this messianic era of peace. So the blessing of the righteous, of the God-fearing person who pursues God's ways, is to see these things, and even if he doesn't merit to see it in his lifetime, he will merit to see it after his lifetime. Thank you for joining us, and I will see you again tomorrow when we learn Mizmor Kuf Chav Tes, Psalm 129.